Good morning. Time now to go inside Ag Country, where we get a chance every Wednesday to talk to one of the experts at Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Joining us this week is Rob Froning. He's the Vice President of Insurance and Commodity Marketing Education. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Shauna. How are you?
Good. I'm well. Thank you. Let's talk about, first of all, the Farm Bill. I know it sounds like the President is supposed to be signing that here soon. So what's the latest, Rob? What all do you know? What can you?
Yeah, Shauna, we've been doing some digging on it as it's become public here now, as both the Senate and the House have passed it. And, yeah, we're waiting for the President to sign it to become law. But it sounds like all that's going to go through here hopefully this week. So, yeah, there's quite a few changes. ARC PLC are going to be, for the most part, as they were in the past, with a few tweaks. Some exciting news there, I think, is we're going to be signing up for the ARC or PLC program. You have to choose for the 19 and 20 crop year. But then after that, starting 2021, we get an annual decision there, which makes one more decision, but it helps us out a little bit with our risk mitigation, knowing where we're at closer to those crop years, not making a one-time five-year decision. To me, that's a big deal. Absolutely. And over the last 5 years, we saw that with the past Farm Bill. We had a one opportunity to make the decision, and it worked out for a lot of people the first couple of years, County ARC, those who signed up for it. And then all of a sudden, the last part of it, PLC would have been the winner out of the two. And so this will allow our farmers to take a little more risk with that, making that annual decision, having a little better idea of what's going on in the marketplace.
That's a big relief for growers, isn't it?
It's just one more tool. There's a whole bunch of tools in our risk plan that we have to utilize. And this is just one more tool, and it's a little more friendly for our farmer. With that, they're also looking at potential of raising that PLC price. So that helps us too, knowing what's going on in the marketplace. We can potentially increase that reference price that we use for the PLC, which will be a benefit to our farmers as well. It's a little more realistic of what's going on in the current market. We're not just stuck with one price the entire time. So that's, another good thing doing that. With that, we can also change some yields, get some updated yields for PLC, and that also helps our producers get a more realistic more actual of what they actually have been producing and doing.
Anything else we should know about here today?
In the County ARC, we're increasing some plug yields. So if we had a bad yield in a couple of counties, we can increase that. We are going to have irrigated, non-irrigated on the County ARC as well. And the other big change there is RMA data. They are going to prioritize using the RMA data versus the NAS data, which that had a lot of people excited at times in the last few years. They're now looking at using the RMA data for both the guarantees as well as the payout on County ARC. And so that's going to be a little bit different change as well.
What's the latest on the market facilitation program?
They did announce they're going to pay the second half at the same rate as the first half. So hopefully we'll be seeing those checks coming out to the producers. I know FSA is busy trying to figure out how to get all this stuff processed here. And I don't know if it's going to be by the end of the year or not, but with a potential government shutdown, that might affect some things as well. But it sounds like we will get the full $1.65 on the soybeans. That's kind of the big one that people are talking about, on 100% of our production for the market facilitation program. So that adds $1.65 to everybody's price, which is needed. And one thing I did forget to mention is the dairy was a really big winner on the farm program. There's a lot of changes to the dairy program, replacing the margin protection program with the dairy margin coverage, which is a DMC. So a few more acronyms, but there's a lot of good changes there that'll really hopefully help out our dairy guys as well.
Very good. Rob Froning, the Vice President of Insurance and Commodity Marketing Education with Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Thanks for your time here today on Inside Ag Country.
Thank you, Shauna. You have a great day.
Inside Ag is up next.